Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's Chief Librarian, Director of Library Services.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. It's Natalie Draper. Did I get that title right this time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for making that long trip from the library, that long commute over here.
It's a trek in the snow.
It's December already, so we've got the holidays coming up. We have Winter Walk coming up, New Year's, of course, and obviously Christmas as well, the big thing in there. What's happened at the library this month? Let's talk about Winter Walk.
Let's talk about Winter Walk. We're so excited for Winter Walk. We have a really fun evening planned for everybody next week. We're going to kick things off a little bit early. We kick off at 4 o'clock that day.
Okay.
We have a new feature that I think is really, it's exciting. Staff have put a lot of work into this. A story stroll with a multilingual recorded story time.
Okay. That's at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, well, that's kind of running throughout the whole event, but we'll start everything at 4.
Okay.
And another thing that will be available for people to do for the whole time is open. So we have different kind of stations set up around the library. Break a Guinness World Record. We have chosen three records. I can't remember exactly what they are, but there will be three different places set up where you can try to break this record. I know one is like walking heel to toe in a certain amount of time, if you can break that record.
Okay.
So, of course, I mentioned last month, but I want to remind everybody, we want to have help naming our unicorn. So come ready with some names for the unicorn mascot.
And you can get help naming our unicorn. Okay.
The unicorn might make some appearances throughout the evening. So.
Now, if the unicorn does make an appearance, what should we call it?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I have my thoughts on the name, but I don't want to sway anybody. I don't want to influence anybody.
Yeah. We'll just kind of go with, hey, unicorn.
Unicorn.
Sure. So that's so the unicorn may appear, maybe not. You never know.
I think the unicorn's going to be there.
Well, they're kind of rare, so
we'll exactly.
See.
I mean, you can really kind of look for them. of course, Coco, and we will actually have a bonfire on the library patio. Oh, small fire, maybe not a bonfire, small fire. And some cocoa. I will be there with the cocoa, so come say hi to me and get some cocoa.
All right.
The friends have provided some really fabulous cookies. These aren't just any like cookies or special cookies that have been made for this event. And we'll have some really fun crafts. Of course, we have trains. And we have music. Banjo, ukulele with a play-along. So I think there will be ukuleles available for people to play.
Mm-hmm.
Handbells and the Limestones will be performing.
Ah, always great. Always popular. Fun. Boy, it sounds like a fun time. And we see that's coming up a week from yesterday, actually. It's next Thursday. Yeah, it's almost here, so get ready.
Yeah.
And get that unicorn named.
That's right. Think about those names.
When does the grand, I guess, reveal come for the new unicorn's names?
The grand naming, I guess, will be at noon on New Year's Eve, because we do a noon Year's Eve unicorn party.
Oh, man, a unicorn party.
This is for everybody.
The last time we talked with you, you were having a stuffed animal party, an overnight
party. The animal sleepover. And they got up to some stuff in the library. The kids got to pick up the little photo books the next day. I think we had about 50. It was a lot.
All right.
So the library was full of stuffed animals, and they got up to some hijinks. So they were really fun little photo books.
You haven't banned stuffed animals now.
They promised to behave.
Okay,
so
good to hear.
They got into the book drop, and it was a whole.
What about the rest of December? What do you have going on? What would you like to feature?
Oh, well, we've got, let's see. We're going to do a pop-up printmaking workshop on Friday the 10th, so right after Winter Walk. We're just going to kind of cram everything into that week, I think, because it's kind of a short month. But we have, Friday at 3 o'clock, 3 to 4. Myself and Catherine will be in the atrium with one piece of a grant that we got this year from MDE through funding they get through Library Services and Technology Act. For these mobile makerspaces. So we have this tiny printing press We actually have two of them, but we'll bring one out. They're wooden, and they can print with anything. They can print with movable type, with linoleum block printing. You can do print with Lego. You can print with anything. These things are awesome. So we're going to pull one. We're going to be pulling some prints in the atrium just to kind of demo it and test it out with
folks. Oh, fun. Is that a new acquisition?
It is. Yeah, it's new. I've been playing with it a little bit in my office and getting some ink on and kind of everything. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah, come on out and do that. Get your ink on, folks.
Yeah, we're going to pull thank you cards. So people have some thank you cards to use.
All right. And when is that?
That is the 10th.
Okay.
From 3 to 4. This is a little pop-up printmaking workshop. And Saturday, December 11th, people can join the Friends in the morning in the atrium that's Friends of the Library, for some coffee. And we're hoping to close out the survey. So if you want to come out, and just chat with the friends, get yourself some coffee in the morning, you can maybe take the survey, maybe answer some questions with them, maybe, you know, contribute to the friends. They raise a lot of money to provide some of the really fantastic programming that we do at the library. They support a lot.
Yes, they do. All right.
So come on out and support the friends. That's the 11th. So
that's coming up on the 11th. Once again, Natalie Draper is with us from the Northfield Public Library. We're talking about some of the events and programs that they have going on in December. You brought a little bit of a list there. What else do we have?
Well, you know, I wear another hat for the city, right? That I work with our public art program with the Arts and Culture Commission. Mm-hmm. And the city adopted a percent for the arts ordinance this year. So 1% of projects over a certain amount. They include 1% in the budget for public art. So this is a 1% funded project coming up that we've started. The Public Art Review Committee has met to discuss kind of the initial planning with the artist, and now she's working on her designs. But one part of this project, this is going to be a mosaic that will be in City Hall and Council Chambers, in the back wall, kind of behind where people sit, so behind the gallery where the guests sit. And it's going to be a joyful representation of the rich heritage of the city and the contributions that people bring with them when they form a community, right? So it'll be mostly figurative, but the artist would like to include contributions from the community in the mosaic itself. Since it's indoor, it can support a lot of different kinds of material that you couldn't use in an outdoor mosaic. Okay. So like, maybe a teacup that has a little bit of a story behind it, but maybe you don't need anymore. Maybe it's broken or something, and you want to include it. Could be included in the mosaic. She can even include cloth or a photo or a piece of paper behind glass, so that can be included in small pieces in the mosaic. So we're looking for contributions. I'm hoping to get stuff before Christmas, and it can be brought to me at the library. People can reach out to me at the library just to like ask me questions or if they have something they'd like to contribute, and that can. Yeah, that can run through the end of December up to Christmas, basically.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like fun.
Yeah,
you got a lot of fun things going on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Once again, Natalie Draper with us. Anything else you'd like to mention?
The last thing I want to mention is that we're going to do bonus borrows on Hoopla again. Normally we have three that people can get December. At the end of the year, we like to do a little gift for the community, so we're turning it up to 5 borrows, so you can get 5 things on Hoopla, and that's over 1 million items, audiobooks, ebooks, graphic novels, TV shows, movies, CDs, you name it.
All right, and that's all on Hoopla.
That is Hoopla.
That's the app, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, all right.
That's one of our apps.
And you can download that. You can go to any app store, right, and download that?
Yep, Hoopla is available in the Play Store and Apple Store or iTunes, whatever that
cool.
is. App Store, sorry.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a very busy month. December. A lot of fun things going on.
Yeah.
Wish you the best of that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And we will talk to you in January.
Great.
Natalie Draper, once again, Director of Library Services here at Northfield Public Library.